Mini test 3. Speaking. In this section of the test, you will be able to demonstrate your ability to speak about a variety of topics. In question 2, you will first read a short text. You will then listen to a talk on the same topic. You will then be asked a question about what you have read and heard. You will need to combine appropriate information from the text and the talk to provide a complete answer to the question. You need to demonstrate your ability to speak clearly and coherently, and to accurately convey information about what you read and heard. In question 3, you will first listen to part of a conversation or a lecture. You will then be asked a question about what you heard. You need to demonstrate your ability to speak clearly and coherently, and on your ability to accurately convey information about what you heard. You may take notes while you read and while you listen to the conversations and lectures. You may use your notes to help you prepare your response. Listen carefully to the directions for each question. The directions will not be written on the screen. Question 2. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
Boy, that notice is terrible.
You really think so? I kind of like it. I mean, I really like it.
But it means we can't do anything in the library.
Not exactly. We can study, we can do homework, we can work on research, and we can do all these things in peace and quiet.
But so many of the students, myself included, like to talk to friends, maybe have a little snack, take a little nap if we get tired, play a little music to relax.
I know. That's why students like me can't get any work done in the library.
I like to get some work done in the library, but I can't work all the time.
Well, I'm glad this notice was posted, and now I only hope that it's enforced.
If it is, I may have to go somewhere else to work.
It's not the work that's the problem. It's the noise and the mess. I'm really glad something's finally getting done about this.